Well, there will be a new superintendent taking over the Knoxville District 202 School District officially July 1st. She's in town and joins us this morning. She is a 1992 graduate of Galesburg High School, Dr. Andrea Guerrero. Andrea, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Things are going great.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. All right. So, Galesburg High School graduate, you're coming back to the area. Obviously, you have a lot of connections here, but you've kind of had some diversity in your career as to where you've been in the Springfield District, in the Decatur School District, but more recently, a little bit smaller school in the Waverly District down in the Springfield area. Talk about kind of your career and I guess how you ended up as an administrator.
Yeah, so I was actually a federal law enforcement officer initially, and I worked for the Park Service. Then I moved back after having my first son, and I.
So you're familiar with Tyler, is what you're saying?
Yeah, wow, yes.
Well, you know.
Maybe. I won't give away those confidential secrets. Okay. But then I came back to work in the school district, and I was really encouraged by the superintendent there to, I had a master's in history to go ahead and to start teaching. And that's what I did. And then I taught in the urban setting, and I was encouraged again by the same superintendent mentoring me. Dr. Diane Rutledge said, you know, you need to really go and get your administrative certification, which I did. And it just kind of took off from there. So I had the opportunity to be an administrator in both middle and high schools, and then as well as intern in the elementary. And so it just was that really that positive encouragement from professors, that encouragement from other leaders and mentors within the school districts that I worked in that helped foster that.
You know, such an interesting transition, and obviously most administrators have gone on kind of the same path you did, but being a good teacher, I guess, has to, there, somehow that translates, and obviously your mentor kind of saw that in you, that there's something in being a good educator for the children, because you're still an educator, but going into administration, talk about that transition and kind of the differences of being an educator here as opposed to here now in the different positions.
Right, so I think that just that transition in general is understanding the big picture. And even in the classroom, I knew how my class interacted and connected with other disciplines and classes, and then how what I'm teaching can impact the future of the students. So I think you have one of the big elements of being a leader now is understanding that, you know, leadership is what happens like on the system, not just in the system. I'm not managing it. And to break out of the classroom, I think that was the reason why I was so strongly encouraged, is because of that leadership potential. But also that leadership goes back to opportunities that I had in my youth to be a leader, opportunities on my university campus to be a leader, and taking those and developing those skills prior to me entering a classroom. So I think that also is important to note, that it wasn't like just all of a sudden people said, oh, you're a leader, but I had those opportunities. And I think that's important in a school system, to offer those opportunities to foster leadership in students.
Dr. Andrea Guerrero is going to be the new superintendent, Knoxville District 202, officially coming up on July 1st. Okay, so I want to go back to this other transition. We'll get back to the education. national or federal law enforcement officer working with the Park Service. Where did that come from? Where did that coming out of high school and ending up there?
So I had a degree in English and history.
Well, that
and there
sense.
You go.
There you go.
Makes
so,
sense.
So it's the workforce. And at the time, I was like, I'm not going into teaching. And so there's some, you know, career limitations. And I had a professor who had me do some intern hours in my graduate studies in Springfield at the Lincoln Home. And again, I had some leadership potential there. They helped foster that and then moved me. Kathy DeHart actually pushed me forward into moving into that law enforcement to fast track me. And I ended up working at Cuyahoga National Park as well as Yosemite National Park. And then I did various other stints, but I lived in Yosemite. And that's when after living in Yosemite, I moved back to Illinois.
That is really interesting. Where did you go to college?
I went to Western Illinois for undergrad, but my PhD and for graduate school, but my PhD is from University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Okay. And I actually drove back and forth to get that.
That's quite a drive.
Wow. It's a little bit of a haul, but you have a lot of reflection time, you know.
Yeah. No, that's actually a pretty amazing story. I'm guessing it's something you probably wouldn't trade, having done that on the law enforcement side and working for the Park Service and getting to see probably, hopefully more good than bad. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's an education type. You're educating visitors. And when I got into that, I was like, wow, you know, yes, it's education. So something that I thought that I was going to be so distant from education is in there. You're still educating people on what's going on in the parks and the system. And the law enforcement side has really helped me with school safety and security. And at the time I was making that transition, that was the time when it became more prevalent in schools to focus on safety. And I just kept getting pulled on committees because of my background. So that was how I kind of fast-tracked into just education, being a teacher. It's because of that expertise.
I don't know what ever meet anybody that actually knew Yogi and worked with him.
But. Well, I mean, you go from one wild animal to the next.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
There you go. Dr. Andrea Guerrero is the new superintendent at Knoxville District 202, takes over officially in July. Well, let's talk about you've made some trips up here, and you've gotten to go through the schools within the system over in Knoxville. And tell us your impressions of what you've seen so far.
I have been just absolutely delighted and amazed at the instruction. And I'll start with the elementary school. I can't talk enough about that. So last week I was in San Antonio and I got to visit Lytle, Texas schools, and they're a national model school. And I would rival the teachers in Knoxville any day with their teaching and the teaching and learning going on, especially in that elementary building. I was so impressed by just everything happening instructionally, at grade level, beyond grade level. It was just seamless. Just kudos to that staff. Same in the middle and the high school. Just excellent teaching. The students, I did meet with a group of students, which was another, kind of highlight of my day. I love talking with the students and interacting and getting their perceptions. And I think my biggest takeaway is that the students really feel the kindness, the love, and the trust, and the students emphasize that they feel that the teachers trust them and they trust their teachers. And that was words from them, not me putting those words in their mouth. And I think that's something that no matter who's in leadership, you can foster that and develop that. But coming into a system that already has that, the possibilities are endless.
You know, it's really nice at the top interacting with the students. I know most of the superintendents around here we talk to do get to, they'll walk through the schools and they'll talk with the mm-hmm. kids. And because I can remember, I don't know about you, Tyler, but growing up, you know, you see the superintendent in the school, you're actually almost kind of intimidated because you didn't see him that often. But I think that mindset has changed, that you don't want the students to be scared of you. Hey, I'm an educator too, just like your teacher in your classroom.
Right. I think that overall, just the climate in our society that we live in, we're a service delivery model no matter what you're in. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're working the front counter and at McDonald's, you're interacting with the people who you're providing a service to. And so you need to get their feedback. And I think just keeping that understanding always at the forefront is that we're not these entities behind the closed doors anymore, that you need to be out and seeing, is what we're doing really working? Is it what they need? Is it helping them and the future jobs that we don't even know what those future jobs are? So keeping that pulse is extremely important in leadership.
Dr. Andrea Guerrero is taking over as superintendent in Knoxville District 202, officially July 1st, joining us here this morning. We'll talk about, and I guess you'll know more when you actually get into the job, kind of what's, you told me off the air, kind of got kind of a 100-day plan. What is it that you're looking for coming in? And you know, you're not, obviously not just coming looking, oh, we're going to change everything. You just kind of take a look at what's going on, what's good, what you think could change or be made better, I'm guessing.
So yesterday's purpose was very intentional. And so we had talked just even through my interview process. The board made some things pretty clear with strategic planning, with, you know, where are we going to be with facilities? Where are we going to be with instruction? Those items, of course, are always at the forefront of creating that framework. But my purpose here was to see those bright spots. And so I was able to have students tell me the bright spots, see the bright spots for myself, talk to all the teachers, talk to the teachers union. What are the things that we absolutely need to keep, need to grow, need to improve? And so that's really what was there. And then what needs to maybe change? So what are some things that, especially post-COVID, school's not the same. careers aren't the same. We need students to be able to be great collaborators when they go into the workforce. They need to be phenomenal communicators when they go in the workforce. We need to make sure that we have creativity, that we're not stifling creativity as well. And then critical thinking. So really focusing on those four C's was my walkthrough purpose. And then how are we translating that into the education and services that we deliver?
One of the tough things right now, and I'm sure you've seen it in all your positions in administration, is hiring teachers, availability, and, you know, just people wanting to go into it. And especially here in Illinois, it's a problem everywhere, but here in Illinois, it's become a real issue. How about staffing and how do you handle that challenge?
Well, in my previous district, I had 14 vacancies when I took. I filled fully with, we're fully certified staff. So I feel like I'm leaving them in a good place. And some of that is taking the wellness initiative with your staff too, and not just focusing with that and the students. I think Knoxville has an advantage in that area. The teachers and the community is so supportive of the school system. Even the students said, you know, one of the things that we love about being at Knoxville is how supportive our community is of the school system. That is not everywhere. And so I feel like that narrative needs to be shared more, and people need to realize that. And that will attract your teachers. They want to be somewhere where you feel appreciated, where you are respected, and where there's some mutual dialogue between how can we make things better instead of just all the negativity that seems to be pervasive in our communities.
Dr. Andrea Guerrero is the new superintendent. Knoxville District 202 officially takes over on July 1st. So you'll wrap things up down at Waverly. So what's kind of that process of moving out of it, especially in the top spot, moving out of one district into another and that transition? Have they found your replacement yet there?
No, they have not yet. They've been interviewing and going through candidates, but they have not yet found my replacement. We're hoping in the next month or so I can start really working on that transition. As far as my transition plan for them, I have had one in place. I had already started thinking about that. But here, I am grateful. I have a good relationship with Mr. Grimm. So we are able to talk. We're communicating all the time. I'm communicating with the board. The board is very involved in Knoxville. They're great. They've been extremely supportive and communicative. So I feel like the lines of communication are there. Same with the administrators and teachers in Knoxville. So I feel like there's a great foundation, and the transition will be as smooth as it can be. It's a school system, so things change on the fly and daily. But I think that I will be set up for success because of their efforts.
Well, you grew up in Galesburg, a 1992 graduate of Galesburg High School. Kind of talk about your background. I know you still have a lot of relatives here, including your parents. So kind of a natural for you to kind of get back to the area.
Yeah, so it was great to be able to have the opportunity to come back. It came up in a great time. My kids are gone. They're in college. And so I was like, you know, this is a good time for me to come back into the community where I grew up, give back some, as well as some place where I feel like I can make some really positive added value to the systems. And that's really what I wanted to be able to do. And I'm grateful for the opportunity. Coming back was not necessarily always an easy decision because I have strong roots. I've been in the Springfield area now 23 years working in education. But I think it is the best decision for me and my family. When you're a superintendent, you are 24 hours on. So oftentimes I miss things. Because I can't go because I have to be available for my district. So this gives me the opportunity to kind of have the best of both worlds. I get to still do things and connect and reconnect with my family, but I'm here to service my community as well.
Just so you know, Tyler, the administrator, especially superintendent, a little bit different contract than the teachers. And you don't get every entire summer off.
Oh, well, I...
No, I work all year round. All year round.
There is that. So, Dr. Andrea Guerrero is Knoxville District 2 superintendent incoming. She'll be on the job officially July 1st. Andrea, anything else we need to know about what's going to be happening as you take over? And I guess a chance for parents and students to meet you.
Yeah, so we will have some other events planned so that I can meet and engage with parents as well as with students. I need a debrief, obviously, with my board president and make some of those things as we move forward. But you will be seeing me. I want to continue to stay connected to the school as we make the transition. That will make it an easier transition so that we can have a solid 100-day plan. So July 1, I can hit the ground running and hopefully continue to move Knoxville forward into the successful path that they're already on.
And hopefully we just get rain and no snow or ice and you never have to call school off. Right?
That would be great. That would be great. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I don't want to make any of those promises.
Dr. Andrea Guerrero, she will be the new superintendent of Knoxville District 202, taking over officially on July 1st. Andrea, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking with you in the future.
Yes, thank you very much.